The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, we got Shoot the Moon in the mail today. It arrived here at the studios.
Making liars out of every man that surrounds me at this moment.
Wait, what?
Liars?
You sat there and said, you thought that was dumb. Why would anyone play that? So I go home that night and I'm like, oh, I'm going to show you. So I went on Amazon and I paid, and it's not expensive, for the 1970s nostalgic wooden game with the little ball bearing on it, which is the same technology they used to put astronauts on the moon, by the way.
I'm looking that up to
the game is called
that.
Shoot the Moon.
The technology being mathematics.
It is mathematics. Shut up, Sam.
There's somebody at the Kennedy Space Center.
Yes, shooting the moon. I got Pluto.
Metal rods. Oh, trying to balance it.
So I did a little experiment and I actually filmed it because I knew exactly, women just know, I knew exactly what was going to happen before I even walked in the studio. I put the game.
Sam would nail it on his first try.
I put the game down and I'm like, all right, let's just sit this out here like a bowl of candy and a bunch of rabid children who haven't eaten in a week. And within about 30 seconds, Sam was like, give me that. And he sits down and he's maneuvering the little arms. And Scott, for about a minute and a half, was able to act like he wasn't interested in this game. In less than 2 minutes, 38 seconds, yes, I timed it. He is over there going, get out of the way. Sam, get up. All right. This is so stupid, but let me try this. And then in walks Dan Weinbaum, and he goes, well, you know,
Shoot the Moon wasn't originally called Shoot the Moon.
What you have to do is very deftly,
with incredible precision,
maneuver the rods, drop that ball right into Pluto. You guys are just not hard to figure out. Men are so simple.
Couldn't help but notice there's a planet missing.
Yeah, you can't shoot the moon or Uranus.
Nor Venus. Well, Venus is not there either.
Mercury is the very first ball to drop, yeah. And it's negative 250 points if you crap the bed and the ball goes into Mercury.
You got Mercury, you got Earth.
Are they in order? Are they in order?
They are. Mars.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's a good way to learn that.
Pluto is the furthest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
And it's not even a planet anymore.
The game is Shoot the Moon.
Who got the big frozen ball of ice on his first try?
Oh, God. Sam did get it all the way to the end, but I didn't.
Why does his success bother you?
I didn't see it. And I thought at first you guys were, Sam won. He beat the game.
We had three witnesses. Me, Rob Breton, and Spector. All saw it.
All right.
How well did you do, Daniel?
Not well at all.
Well, I have struggled shooting the moon because I'm not an astronaut.
Nor a mathematician.
I'm telling you,
math was her best
subject. Like the best $15 I've ever spent.
No, remember, there would be no math if it wasn't for English.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Do they have math in other languages?
Yes.
No, just in the English-speaking world.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right. We have so many things to talk about. Shoot the moon is the least of our worries today.
I don't believe math exists in China, where it was probably invented.
Wait,
probably
the not. Game has a new name, which is hilarious. Are we just ignoring it?
No.
It's called Space Force.
No, the game is Shoot the Moon.
It
says on the box.
Space Force.
Oh, I thought I purchased Shoot the Moon. Maybe you that's did. Why it's not the original, and that's why it was so easy for Sam to do it. I'm being serious.
Then why was it so hard for you to do
it? The one I trained on, if you will, my astronaut in training, was in Manhattan, Kansas, and the thing was 50 years old.
But the training is down in Huntsville, Alabama. So
I think it's at Cape Canaveral, Dan.
Nope, that's Shoot the Moon, all right.
Thank you.
No, it's just, it goes by a different name. Mm.
It's been rebranded.
It's been rebranded. Not sure that we needed it. If they were going to rebrand it, they should have added Uranus.
Okay.
That gas giant
gets no respect.
That's right, Dan.
I know.
Anyway, look it up on Amazon. Shoot the moon. Okay. You'll get results. You'll be so excited. Really? Wow.
Took them a second, but they got it.
Yeah.
Bob Fesco is going to join us in about 5 minutes.
I love Bob Fesco, but we are going to open up a can of worms.
He has three credible sources that say the Royals are very seriously looking at a location in Overland Park.
A couple of them.
Yes, to build, but the leading contender
is
the old...
Don't say it!
Okay.
It's brilliant, and the only question I have is why was this not suggested? I mean, years ago this could have been suggested. Because the second you told me, I go, oh, well, that makes sense.
Now, one
should have waited to sell my house.
I will give away the second favored location.
You waited long enough.
It is 103rd in Antioch, the Brook Ridge Country Club.
Yeah.
Now, they just sold 9 of their holes on the 27-hole golf course to an apartment builder.
And every single time it comes up for vote, it changes and is voted down, right. And the members are furious. Like, I don't think that's a good location at all. But the other one is intriguing.
A lot of wide open space right next to 435 over there at 103rd in Antioch, however.
Yeah, it's called a golf course.
That's what I'm saying.
Also coming up on the show, speaking of locations all over town, Fox 4 has done something very interesting. They went back years and years and figured out the hot spots for where the most cars are stolen in the last several years. Some of the usual suspects on the list, you're like, eh, I can see that. But there were a couple of spots on that list that I was like, oh, I didn't have that on my bingo card. We're going to talk about that. We have a guest in studio at 3 o'clock to break down the phenomenal event that was Thunder Gong with Flavor Flav. We're going to talk about that.
By the way, people were making fun of you on the text line yesterday.
Oh, I'm aware.
For calling him Flavor Flav.
No, I know exactly what his rapper name is, and it's Flavor with an R, Flav. And if you drop the R, you will be admonished.
Flavor Flav's coming on the show?
No.
Oh.
I bet you.
Well, you got excited real fast.
Do you know he drums?
Something interesting.
He actually at one point looked at Billy, our guest at 3 o'clock, and he goes, hey, do you mind? Do you mind? And Billy's like sitting at his drum set and is like, come on over here, Flavor.
Yeah.
Hops up. He just jams on those drums for like 4 minutes, like hyping everybody up. It was super fun.
Is he as good as me?
I think so. I mean, he's. Yeah.
He's Flavor Flav.
He's Flavor Flav. I think he's, yeah.
He is a musician, capital M.
The other thing I want to ask you guys today is I don't pay attention a lot to numbers and cost things.
The show.
I've been up since 5:45. We'll get to that later. I'm exhausted. So I'm sort of here today. But when I Instacart, you know, it will show you when you buy your groceries right there when you click on it, what you are spending on it. I think in a way that is more... vivid to the eyeball than you would if you were just in the grocery store. I really do. Okay. Have you looked lately at what you are paying for a 12-pack of soda?
Yes.
My jaw yesterday, I was Instacarting. I thought, well, that can't be right. I mean, I thought maybe I had accidentally hit beer.
Well, name brand, we're talking.
Yes, or I had accidentally hit, I don't know, a 24, like, what are we? Is there a shortage? Is this inflation?
Yes. We'll get to that and much more coming up. We got Bob Fesco on the hotline. He's going to join us in just a minute. The new site, he's got three what he calls very good sources. I talked to him on the phone before the show on where the Royals are looking now to build a new stadium. We'll get with Bob in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. So let's go to the hotline where we are joined by the fans, Bob Fesco from 96.5 FM, also 610 Sports. Bob, you have some information on where the Royals are looking now to build their new stadium.
I want to I want to first get, did I hear Dana was trying to order her Kim Crawford Chardonnay online? Is that what I heard?
Damned inflation. How you doing, Bob?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always happy to hear your voice.
Well, it's a little rough today. I lost it at the Chiefs game on Sunday because I'm a 47-year-old man who lost his freaking mind when they blocked that kick.
That'll happen.
Maturity is elusive, isn't it, Bob?
You know what, Scott? It is, and that's okay. Every once in a while, it's okay to lose yourself in the moment. Eminem said it one time, didn't he?
He did. He had his mom's spaghetti on his shirt.
All right, so why? Okay, I'm going to start with a question, and then I'm going to give you the floor to tell everybody this news because it's incredible.
Sure.
My question I'm starting with is, why the hell didn't anyone think of this before? Because when Scott told me before the show the location that they are rumored to be kicking around, it's brilliant. I was like, oh, my God, yeah.
Well, I think because John Sherman was committed to downtown. You know, he lives in Missouri. He's a Missouri guy, you know, basically grew up in Missouri. His whole life is in Missouri and wanted downtown baseball. And I think it was headed that way until Mayor Elk got involved and knocked the whole thing off course. Like, the East Village location would have been perfect for a downtown baseball stadium. It had everything they needed. Land that was already acquired, the ability to build a ballpark village and a new entertainment district, and then everything went to haywire, and all of a sudden this, you know, Crossroads thing came up, which nobody liked and nobody was a supporter of, and then it just kind of went away, and that was that. And Missouri and Casey Moe and Mayor L, they all screwed around, and now you've got to start looking elsewhere. And we said this back on February 26th, that if this vote failed, there were other places out there in the metro area that were ready to build a new stadium for the Kansas City Royals and possibly the Kansas City Chiefs. And now we know that the Royals, from what I've talked to three different people on this matter, that they are in deep discussions with the state of Kansas about Johnson County.
Where?
119th and Nall, northwest corner on the Sprint campus.
So I had lunch at 119th and Nall today.
Oh, did you go to, where'd you have lunch?
You know how much I love Bamboo Pennies, please. I'm over there all the time. You know, I lived there for 22 years. I lived just south of there. Should have waited on the sale of my home, apparently. It is a brilliant, spacious location. I don't know what the capacity, what is the act? Does anyone really know the actual capacity over there since Sprint left? Because it ain't 100%.
No.
The capacity of what?
Of the entire campus, Bob. Like, I feel like it used to be this bustling, huge, packed, you know, a billion people worked over there. I just don't know that that's the case anymore. And
no, I mean, I work out at the J every day.
Yes.
Basically on that campus. You hardly see anybody, you know, over there. And that's another draw, is that Aspira, whoever owns it now, they've been trying to pair this thing off for a while. They have sold some of that outsourced land. They're putting in like a new apartment complex, hotel type thing, you know, kind of on like 116th and Nall, you know, over there. But they have these five parking garages that have been sitting there vacant for basically 20 years. And we know how Kansas City is about parking. That's all anybody cares about. Where are we going to park? Where are we going to park? Well, this place already has five existing parking garages that aren't being used by anybody.
How serious are the Royals actively looking at this site, the old Sprint campus?
I think they're very serious about it, Scott. And that's kind of the conversations that I've been having with people about, you know, what's been going on. They're very seriously looking at this site. Now, nothing's a done deal and anything can fall apart at any minute, as you know, as we've seen, you know, before. But they've got to explore all options right now. I also heard someplace maybe just inside 435 around the Antioch area has been, you know, kind of floated to me as well as another possible location for the ballpark out here in Johnson County. But the Royals aren't going to wait around anymore. They're tired of the Missouri politics. And, you know, where Missouri gets into some trouble now, too, is that Kansas City isn't all they have to care about. Springfield wants a new minor league ballpark. The University of Missouri wants money for their football stadium. And that baseball stadium that they just built for the Cardinals is now 20 years old. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be needing to be done in Missouri. And it could impact the Chiefs as well. The Chiefs very well could end up in Wyandotte County. The practice facility for the Chiefs very well could end up in Wyandotte County. You know, so there's still, you know, some things up in the air with the Chiefs right now. But I think this Royals thing, one of the people that I talked to said they'd like to have an announcement made by the winter meetings where they're going to end up. Because time is of the essence. 2031 is the expiration of that lease, and the winter meetings are at the beginning of December.
Bob, I happen to work out at near 435 in Antioch. The only available real estate out there where you wouldn't be tearing down buildings would be the 18 remaining holes at Brookridge Country Club.
Yeah. golf courses seem to be a thing of the past. Then COVID happened and they all started.
You watch your mouth, Bob.
I know, but you see, look, Meadowbrook, right? Isn't that the one that they've done all that mixed use with now and how beautiful that turned out? So I don't know if that's the exact location. That was one that was just floated to me. But the 119th one seems to be one that everybody seemingly has number one on their list.
The infrastructure is all there. You wouldn't have to build an entertainment district. That entire area, that entire 119th corridor, really from Metcalf all the way almost to State Line, almost at least to Tomahawk Creek Parkway, that entire area is already an entertainment district.
The only problem, though, Bob and Dana, is access. Now, I know 435 is nearby, but it's a good 10 blocks south from 435 to 119th and Knoll.
Yeah, I can ride my bird scooter there from my house, so I'm good. I don't care. But I'm kidding. But you have the parking availability. And I did talk to one person yesterday who said to me that people in the Northland actually like the Overland Park location better than the downtown location because of access, easier to get to. They feel it's safer than having to go downtown. And that's people who are just north of the river that don't mind going out there and visiting that part of town. So there is also going to be enough area for the entertainment district, because that's what John Sherman ultimately wants. That's how you make money 365 and pay for Bobby Witt and Shohei Ohtani and Juan Soto and all these players right now. It's not necessarily based on what you do on game day. It's the money you're able to generate 365 days a year, like the Atlanta Braves have. You know, in their suburb of Atlanta, like we have here in our Johnson County, they've built that, you know, entertainment ballpark, that complex, the Battery, they call it, which is something John Sherman has talked for years about wanting to do. And that land at 119th and all that northwest corner there is vacant, and that spring campus for the most part is pretty much vacant right now.
You mentioned that the Royals would like to have something in place by the winter meetings. A move across state lines would not require the owner's approval, would it?
Oh, no, not at all. As long as you're in the metro area, they don't care.
But if you were to move from the Kansas City metro to another city, they were floating Nashville not too long ago, that would require the approval of the ownership.
Right. And if you're going to move your team, I mean, I don't know, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I can't remember an ownership group in any sport declining a franchise move. If a team wants to move, they pretty much say, okay, go ahead and go.
Well, the closest thing was when the Raiders wanted to move to Las Vegas.
Right.
There was some concern, not a lot, but some concern, because it was, of course, the team was moving to the gambling capital of the world.
Right, and we see how that's working out now. It's the hottest ticket in the NFL, It's all visitors, and it's been a great tourism boom and a great way for the Raiders to make money, because they're not making money on their own because they suck.
So if the Royals want to have an announcement, preferably before the winter meetings, when do the Chiefs want to have an announcement? Do we know?
I would think it's going to be pretty quick after that as well. I mean, I think the Chiefs want to get moving because, again, 2031 is not far away. I mean, we're already basically 2025. It's going to take, what, 9 months to a year to get the infrastructure stuff ready, about 6 months to design it. You got to turn dirt. That's going to take a couple of years. Like, the clock is really ticking.
Bob, do you know how close 2031 is? You need to start planning now if you want to go to the Ryder Cup in 2027. And then it's just four short years after that. It's a Ryder Cup and one election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quick. It's going to be here before we know it. Yeah.
Bob, are you going to the Ryder Cup?
No, Dana wants to.
Hmm.
No, I'm not, no.
I'll there's bring disdain. You back some swag, Bob.
There's a little disdain in Bob's voice for golf. Have you noticed? Bob, I'm with you.
It's not my thing.
I've golfed. I can count the number of times I've golfed in my life on one hand. And one of those times was with Dana and her dad.
I've got a lot more than you, and I gave up about 12 years ago when I said, I can't hit this thing straight anymore. I'm done. See you later.
Sport or activity?
Oh, God.
All right. It's time for break.
Sport.
I love you. I love you, Bob Vesco.
Last question.
I love you too, Dana.
Is there a possibility that what we now know as the Truman Sports Complex could just be an empty parking lot someday?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, they've had 60 years to do something out there, and nobody's done anything. So I think the teams have given the opportunity to that area of the city to do something for the last six decades. Nothing's happened. And so, yeah, I can absolutely see where it's just nothing but a field, maybe a new city dump or something like that. I don't know.
Bob Vesco, always appreciate your time. Thank you for the information.
You got it. Enjoy that Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
That's Bob Vesco from 96.5 The Fan and also 610 Sports here on KMBZ.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can attest, I was watching it. Wheel of Fortune never ceases to amaze its fans.
You were watching it as you do every night before you head to First Cafeteria.
It is America's game. You know, every once in a while, someone guesses something so ridiculous, like when there's one or two letters missing, that it's like a saying that just doesn't exist. This might be one of the best flubs of all time.
Contestant Will Jordan from Wethersfield, Connecticut, gave a botched answer on Monday's episode that has gone viral. He was one of three former service members.
Thank you for your service.
Who competed on the game show in honor of Veterans Day. I'm going to give you the answer before we play the clip because he does not get it.
This is what it was supposed to be.
It was, and there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine letters were still missing from the clue. It was supposed to read, give yourself a round of applause.
But before you go on, it was very obvious. Nine letters sounds like a lot. Really, the only word you didn't know was give.
Right.
The E is showing in give, but yourself can only be yourself. A round can only be a round. Of is spelled out, and they're only missing the P's in applause.
And the L. The PPL in applause.
Give yourself a round of applause, and here's how it played out.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
Now, keep
Treat
in mind,
a what?
Sausage.
A round of sausage.
Here's what sausage looked like on the board.
A
blank, 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 A-U-S-E.
And treat looked like blank, 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 E. Not even five letters.
Barstool Sports just tweeted, Will's entire life led up to the moment of him saying, treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
I love Ryan Seacrest. I'm sorry, that's not it.
It's his initial reaction that, oh.
As much as we would all like to treat ourselves a round of sausage.
Okay. All right.
Really?
We're going to have to guess again, Will.
Okay.
That's not even a saying.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, you know I like to talk to the television from time to time. When he said, treat yourself a round of sausage... I was eating dinner on the couch.
Were you eating sausage?
No, tortellini. I looked up and I go, you're an idiot.
Here's what I think. I don't think anyone that flubs either badly or in a comical way, I don't think they're necessarily idiots. To get onto that stage, you have to be pretty good at solving puzzles. I think just the bright lights come on. And the clickers feel different and the spin of the wheel. And when they're like, okay, go ahead and solve it. There's a moment where you're like, oh, what? Is that treat yourself a round of sausage? Yeah, that sounds good.
Doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to go with it.
I know this is going to shock you. Will came in last place.
No surprise there. No, the pressure of being, to Dana's point, behind or in front of the camera, I would probably mess up too.
Okay.
But treat is too many letters.
Well, sausage isn't spelled
Not
with an A,
letters.
Sam.
That's true.
At the beginning.
That's true.
Really, the problematic word there is sausage.
Yeah. Sausage. If the rest of the word was spelled correctly. Sausage.
Commenters on TikTok wrote, "I've never laughed so hard." Another wrote, "That was painful." Somebody else wrote, "Single worst but best wheel performance I have ever seen."
I'm going to look this up.
Somebody else writes, "It's a lot easier to solve on your couch."
Yes, it
than
is.
It is under the lights and in front of the cameras.
Oh, I am a pro at Jeopardy when I'm watching it at home, but I bet you that if I were put on that stage and under the pressure to answer those questions on camera,
Sam,
I wouldn't get a single one.
If you look this up, there is a top 10 cringiest Wheel of Fortune fails. Every season, they could make a show. I don't know why they don't do this.
Like a best of?
Make a show out of the worst fails ever.
I've got the 12 worst right here. It doesn't have video clips, but one was flamenco dance lessons. The guess was flamingo dance lessons.
Ah, that's close. That's close.
What's a flamenco?
I don't know. It's a type dance of dance move.
I don't believe it is.
This one was Title, a streetcar named Desire.
Okay.
The guess was a streetcar naked Desire.
Oh, there was one last night. I can't remember what it was. I mean, this woman completely embarrassed herself.
Ugh. So this one was Fresh Tropical Fruit. All that was missing was an S, and they said, "Can I get a G?"
Freg?
Freg.
Tropical Fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be one of those obscure fruits, like the flamenco.
Okay.
Anyway,
an only child. Somebody guessed an ugly child.
Also works.
It does work. Just wasn't what they were looking for. Chris Wallace, the veteran journalist who has anchored weekly programs on CNN and the Max streaming service, is leaving CNN only 3 years. He signed a 3-year contract with CNN in December of 2021, says Chris Wallace, whom I deeply respect. "This is the first time in 55 years I've been between jobs. I'm actually excited and liberated by that." CNN confirmed his departure. CNN writing, "Chris Wallace is one of the most respected political journalists in the news business with a unique track record across radio, print, broadcast television, cable, and streaming." You know where he ought to end up? In his dad's old seat on 60 Minutes.
Or
wouldn't that be cool? Or retire.
Retire.
Yeah, he's 70. He says he's between jobs.
Retire.
He says he's between jobs.
Go do something that you're passionate about, that he doesn't need the money. He's got all the awards you could ever want.
Well, assuming he saved his money wisely and doesn't need the money, there is
he also would have had his dad's inheritance.
Well, that's true.
I have an update on my Run, Do Not Walk.
Which one is?
Disclaimer on Apple TV. We got through episode 2 last night.
Now, Rob Brenton says it's not good.
USA Today calls it the single best series of the year.
Oh, wait, I take that back. Rob said Bad Monkey wasn't
Rob bad. Was talking about Bad Monkey.
He said it's growing on him, though.
It is disclaimer. And that's how it goes, disclaimer. We got through episode number 2. This is not one you want to watch with children and not with your mother-in-law. As I told you yesterday, it is a 19-year-old, very young man on holiday.
Yes.
Ends up by himself.
Yes.
And happens to run into an older...
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah. At the time, she was, we're guessing, around 30. A different actress plays her at age 30 than the stunning, beautiful Cate Blanchett, who is now however old she is.
55, I think.
So, Run, Do Not Walk, unless you have extreme anxiety, and then just know that right before you're going to bed, you're going to need to watch like Wheel of Fortune on a loop.
That good, huh?
The way it was described to me, it was it's about this brief affair between a much older woman and a much younger, like this teenage, 19, well, young man.
She's like in her young 30s, he's 19. It's not like...
Correct. Because when it was described to me, I thought it was like, oh my gosh, what is he, 16 and she's 40? Yeah. That's not what it is. I'm only going to tell you that it is not about an affair. This story is about revenge.
Mm.
In the most... squirm-inducing way, it made me uncomfortable. We're only on number
two. Well, you don't like conflict.
And I was like, oh my God. I'm going to say this right now. I think Kevin Klein is going to win awards for his performance as the father of the then young 19-year-old young man. And I think Cate Blanchett is going to win awards as the now much older seasoned woman who is living to regret the decision she made.
Of having an affair?
Oh, Sam.
That's not a spoiler, is it?
Nope. This is a thriller with an affair sprinkled in it. This is not a show about the affair.
Somebody says on the text line, Dana, just wait until the end.
No,
I'm not done. Dana, just wait until the end. It is gut-wrenching.
Now, is it like the show that I was describing?
You will be squirming in your chair.
Are there not safe for work scenes every 5 minutes?
No. Okay. No. It's more just this slow build, and you... When the world is about to come tumbling down on somebody, and you're like, oh, God, oh, God.
Now, what's it on?
It's on Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Man, I'm going to have to check it out.
They seem to have all the good ones.
That's what Rob was saying out there. There's six. There's six episodes.
Now, what's it called again? Dismissed?
Disclaimer.
I also just finished Severance. I can't wait for the next season to come out.
That's a little freaky. I liked Severance.
It is a psychological thriller, yes, for sure.
Now, as we go to break...
Remember when you watched Fatal Attraction? You could never look at a rabbit the same way again.
Yeah.
Like, it just scared the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
This gives you the same feeling of just... Bah!
Okay. We forgot the funniest Wheel of Fortune moment of all time.
Oh, lay it on me.
Sam, if you would, please.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No.
No.
Well, no. The best part is the woman to his left who goes, what? One more time, Tim.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No.
Story here from CNN. The author writes, let's be honest, people have a habit of bringing their phones to the bathroom.
Yep.
I've been guilty of it myself. Chances are maybe someone is on the toilet reading this article right now. A 3-minute trip to the loo can easily turn into 15 minutes of reading, scrolling, and posting. It may seem harmless, but it is not.
Why?
There is a average amount of time that you should spend on the john and not more than a certain amount of time.
Is it because you're in that seated position for too long?
We're timing this?
Correct.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
People should spend an average of 5 to 10 minutes on the john, no more than 10.
In one sitting?
No, Dana, in multiple sittings. Just keep the clock running. What?
I'm like 30 seconds in and 30 seconds out,
at
Scott.
At work? What about at home?
I cannot. When you say 10 minutes, I ain't sitting on that thing 10 minutes. I don't like, it's not clean. It grosses me out.
At your home it is.
No, I don't sit, like, I would rather doom scroll on my couch.
How do you get your secondary business done in 30 seconds?
Well, not 30 seconds, but it ain't 10 minutes.
You need to go see a doctor.
Yeah, you need to go see a doctor if you're sitting on that thing 10 minutes.
Agreed.
Why is it a problem if you stay longer than 10 minutes? First, here is a short physics lesson. Gravity keeps us grounded on Earth. But that same gravity also forces the body to work harder to pump blood back up to the heart. This is according to a doctor who's a colorectal surgeon at the University of Texas, Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. The open oval-shaped toilet seat compresses the buttocks, keeping a certain part of your body in a lower position than if you were sitting on the couch. With gravity pulling the lower half of the body down, the increased pressure affects your blood circulation. Mm. It becomes a one-way value where blood enters, but blood really can't go back. As a result, the veins and blood vessels surrounding the uranus and lower parts of your body become enlarged and engorged with blood, increasing the risk of a hemorrhoid.
Mm. You're also bending some of the main arteries in your hips. in that position for an elongated period of time as well.
To avoid spending too much time on the porcelain throne, the doctors in this study advise keeping phones, magazines, and books out of the bathroom.
The flagged magazine.
When was the last time you can remember doing your duty without bringing your phone with you?
Well, if you're out and about, like at a store or something, you always have your phone with you. Like you wouldn't, like at home, you could sit your phone down. You're watching the Chiefs game, whatever. You get up, run to the restroom, and come back. But anytime you're at someone else's bathroom that does not belong in your house, of course you're going to have your phone with you.
That's when I watch Facebook Reels is when I'm on the John.
Okay.
I have walked in preparation of getting my business taken care of, realized I didn't have my phone, walked back to grab my phone, and then returned to do my business.
Okay.
Isn't that unsanitary?
Yes.
It is absolutely unsanitary.
Do you know what I did today? I took a Clorox wipe to my phone because I read, 20 years ago, I don't even remember how long ago it was, that one of the most filthy things in your life.
Was this the first time you've ever done that?
Is, not.
I Clorox wipe my phone like every 3 days.
Okay, well, yeah, now that's
during,
a little excessive.
During the pandemic, we all did that.
Why, were you loaning your phone to other people?
I was also wiping off bananas, which made no sense.
Yeah, never mind. The banana's inside the peel.
Yeah, but you got to touch the peel. Maybe somebody else touched that banana.
Okay. You know that there are people in this world that actively use their tongue to clean their phone screen on a regular basis?
I'm going to throw up,
that
and I did not need to know that fact.
I want to vomit every time I see it happen, and it happens in public often.
You mean
pay
they
attention.
Lick their phone?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's got like a smudge on it or something.
That's disgusting.
They lick their phone and then wipe it on their pants or their shirt sleeve.
You know what?
Sleeve.
Now you got hepatitis. Have fun with
you
that.
Yeah, you do. More than hepatitis.
You got more than hepatitis on it.
Coming up, we have a guest coming in studio. We just wrapped up Thunder Gong with Jason Sudeikis and Billy Brimelcombe and Flavor Flav and Weird Al and Will Forte.
Is it an old wives' tale that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's?
Yes, it is an old wives' tale.
It's a different kind of bacteria.
It's disgusting. Do not open mouth kiss your dog. And if you do that, please go see a therapist. We are going to talk to him next hour.
That was aggressive.
Did you? It's just gross. Things are. I'm tired today. I'm going to be. I got up at 5:45.
Yeah, what's going on, kid?
5:45.
No, I heard you the first time. Why did you get up at 5:45?
The sun was not even up, by the way.
I got up at 5:45. I feel great.
I went and played pickleball.
At 5:45 a.m.?
Yes.
You didn't send me an invite.
Well, I was there so early, it was shut down. We had to wait for the worker to open the gate.
Where'd
so we could go?
Go
and play. Serve?
Wow.
I know. Started my day out all
Pickleball-y
and happy, and now I'm exhausted. Dana is not billed to get up at 5:45 in the morning.
I get up at 5:45 every weekday. It's a beautiful day. You get to watch the sun come up.
And then what do?
And you drink a lot of coffee and watch the Today Show.
Okay.
Stare at cable news for 5 hours.
No, I went to the gym. I was very productive today. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.